We're talking today with Brandon Morgan, who's an ag education instructor at Newcastle in the central part of the state of Oklahoma. And Brandon, you're one of many ag education instructors, VOAG teachers, what we used to call them many years ago, but ag education instructors that are in the process of getting your young people ready to load up those trailers and head to Oklahoma City for the 2013 Oklahoma Youth Expo. Thing is, it takes a lot of work to get here. To the State Fair Park in Oklahoma City. Walk our listeners through what it takes from the time you buy that animal or raise that animal to the point that you actually come into the OYE.
You know, Ron, it's a year process for some and 6 months at minimum for others. But you know, for the selection process of going out, whether you go out with a mom or dad or yourself or with ag teacher or county extension agent, you know, taking the tools that you've learned and trying to purchase an animal that you think will best suit for what industry standards coming on in March. It's the dedication that it takes at home. And I try to tell kids and my kids, it's like a job. From day one, you get out of it what you put into it. And, you have to want and have that desire to be successful from the first day that you get it, that animal, until you compete with that animal at the culmination point. And, as a kid gets their animal and they go through the trials and the tribulations of the different weather cycles, sicknesses and illnesses that come through, there are so many variables and factors that play a part. They come in and they can show throughout the summers and the winters at jackpots and practice shows, local shows, district shows, county shows. And then they, work to that point. But even preceding that, a student has to go through a nomination procedure in October and November, decide at that point if that animal you think is good enough and is okay that we'll make it on. And what that does is that provides some ownership and some proof of ownership for those students, and it's a good factor to, or a good way to provide ownership for those kids, I guess, for lack of a better term. This program to me is just something that cannot be, it can't be touched in my mind in terms of what it does for young people. The life skills that a kid gains through showing livestock is unmatched. And as like I said, they just have to treat it like a job, and you get out of it what you put into it. And if you have to, just as a job, is you got to be to work on time, and you have to follow the same steps and procedures on a daily basis. You have to do those with those livestock projects. If, try to feed within a 12-hour interval of each other. You want to try to go through the same exercise program and nutrition program, and make those changes as needed, just as you would with a job. And I just feel like that from the responsibility, the management, a student learning time management and how to care for something, is just an unbelievable process that they can learn from.
I know that, there's just a multitude of shows. You got local shows, you got district shows, you got these jackpot shows. We've got some big out of state shows that some of our folks go to, like Kansas City and especially Denver and these shows. But obviously, the two pinnacles in the fall, you've got the Tulsa Fair, but then in the spring, you've got the Oklahoma Youth Expo that you're shooting toward.
Yes, this. I graduated in 1994, and I grew up through this program through the 80s and 90s, and it has taught me so much. But from then to now, this program has expanded and has gotten so competitive, and has provided kids opportunities that they can not only show on a local and a state level, but they can go anywhere they want to. And, just in my community there in Newcastle, I have students that attend the North the North American International in Louisville, Kentucky, the American Royal in Kansas City, and the National Western in Denver. And it's to providing those kids with with experiences that they may never get again. It's just a place that I don't believe any other organization can offer the things that we do.
When it comes to, making the Oklahoma Youth Expo, being able to haul that animal to the State Fair Park and participate, whether it's a breeding animal, whether it's a market animal, what does that mean to a student?
I think it means so much. Each person, I think, needs to have their own set of goals. I've always tried to implement to my kids that I think winning is very important, but I don't think winning is just winning that trophy or dollar amount or a ribbon. You need to set a goal and work to achieve it. If you go to the Oklahoma City Youth Expo and your goal is that you want to make it past the SIF line and just get in there to get a ribbon and get a placing, then if you achieve that goal and you set that goal and you work towards it, then that makes you a winner. If your ultimate goal is you want to make the premium sale on that Friday afternoon or make the grand champion drive on that Thursday night, if you work to achieve that, then that makes you successful and that makes you a winner. It just means so much. But I think when you get there and for a young person to achieve that goal, they just feel like that they have showed that the effort and the work that they can put into something can pay off.
I know that, of course, in recent years, we've seen that elevation of trying to put a more of a spotlight and make it a little more special for these breed championships and making able to ride the limousine to get to the grand drive and all of these type of things. It seems like that kind of raises the whole level of excitement for these young people that are shooting for that.
Yes, it's as anything as with playing in the big house at a state basketball tournament and being there on a grand stage, or being in that same big house and riding in that Hummer limousine as they drop those trophies down. I've had students that have been in that, and they can tell you that it's a feeling that is unmatched. And you can sit in the stands or in a ringside seat, and it will raise the hair on the back of your neck. It is just a feeling that's unbelievable. And so, it has given those kids something to shoot for, something to work for, give them something to be goal-oriented. And if they're not goal-oriented in life, then I don't know how successful they're going to be.
That kind of gets me to my last question, Brandon. What are the life skills? What do you think that you're able to impart? Obviously, there's a lot of education, a lot of leadership development with the speech contest that FFA and the youngsters that are involved in that are able to take out from the organization. But when it comes to the show ring, what life skills do you think your students are able to take away with?
I think that is just for a variety of things, and starting when you purchase that animal from day one, I think it's important to set that goal. What do you want to do with that animal? Where you want to go with, where you want to be at coming in March. I think then knowing that the work and the effort that it takes to achieve that goal, the experience and the knowledge that they can pick up in a classroom or maybe from a trip down the road with their county extension agent or ag teacher and apply those to their projects at home just as if they were doing a job. If they were in a job and went sent off to a training and come back and implement those practices, they have to do that with their animals. And it's that responsibility. It's that learning of setting goals, and also it teaches them some honesty and integrity. I think that there's no shortcuts in the livestock program. It's the harder that you work, the more you're going to get out of it. And you can't wave a magic wand and make that steer turn in from an average one to a great one. It takes lots of time and effort.